The first reading today, we hear about the fact that judgment is going to be stern for those who are exalted. And so you can look at yourself and say, thanks be to God that I'm just a lowly individual and I'm not a big shot. Praise God. Never understood why anybody wants to be a big shot. It doesn't make any sense to me. But anyway, when you look at it from that perspective, the judgment on them is going to be much worse because what has been given to them is so much more. That said, however, we then need to look at it from a different perspective because Jesus said, from those to whom more has been given, more will be expected. You and I, being Catholic, have been given the fullness of the truth, and it has been given to us on a silver platter. And because of that, oftentimes we fall into the very trap that we hear in the gospel reading today. The Lord worked this miracle for the 10 lepers. Only one came back to say thank you. How often do we take God for granted? How often do we just shrug our shoulders at things that are pretty amazing? How often do we fail to say thank you for everything that He does for us? Those are some things that we can all ponder because we can easily just take him so for granted because he's just always there. It's a Catholic problem, quite honestly. We stop to think about the fact that our Lord is literally right in front of us in the tabernacle. And yet we come into church and act like he's not there. We need to think about our actions. We need to think about what we're doing. Ask yourself if you were a pagan and for the first time in your life, understanding what you were doing, you came before the Lord. What would be your disposition? Then that's what it should be today. In all of the convents of Mother Teresa of Calcutta's nuns, there is a plaque that is in the sacristy. So as the priest is getting prepared for Mass, he reads this little plaque and says, Priest of God, say this Mass as though it were your first Mass, your last Mass, your only Mass. In other words, think about that from a priest's perspective. You're going to offer your first Mass. What's that like? If you knew that this was the last time in your life that you had the opportunity to offer Mass, what would it be like? Or even looking at your own self and say, if I could just do this once, what would that be? What kind of disposition would I want to have? Now think about that in everything that you do. For those of you who are married, how easy it is to take your spouse for granted. How easy it is to forget the gift that that other person is giving to you, the gift of his or her own self. How easy it is to forget the reverence and the respect that we should have toward one another or toward your children, especially if they're teenagers. It's real easy to forget. But we need to remember, what was it like when that first baby was born? What kind of awe did you have as you stared at that little child, as you were filled with total love for that child? Where did it go? What happened? We just got used to them being around. Just like if you think back to before you were married, the idea that somebody could actually love me like this and that I can actually love somebody like this. What happened? Well, you started living together and started irritating one another and it wasn't so emotional anymore, or at least the emotions became rather negative. And then we lose our reverence and our respect. And so you see how that happens. As the old saying goes, familiarity breeds contempt. And so how easy it is to fall into that. And now we need to make sure with one another, but especially with our blessed Lord, that we don't do that. The fact that he's here 24 hours a day, the fact that we can come every single day for Mass, do we recognize the blessing? Remember hearing this man who came from one of the communist countries over in Europe, and he said, I couldn't get to Mass. But he said, when I'd find out that there was a Mass, I would do anything to be able to get there. Whatever hardship it took, if I knew there was a Mass happening, I got there. And he said, I was so excited to come to America because I could go to Mass every single day. And he said, so I started doing exactly that. It was so beautiful. He said, now I don't go to Mass at all because it just got too easy. It wasn't a challenge anymore. I didn't have to fight for my faith anymore. So in America, we've gotten soft because it's too easy. I hope it doesn't have to wait until the Mass is taken away before we recognize the gift of what we have. Remember a story in, I think it's called Crossing the Threshold of Hope, book that Pope John Paul wrote. He told a story about what happened in Poland because the priests were being killed. And so the few that remained went underground. They didn't have a priest then in their parish. And he said every Sunday the entire town would come to church, as they always did. Said the sacristan would take out the vestments that the priest would have worn if we had a priest. He would set them on the altar. And he said the sound of weeping could be heard in the church. How much does this mean to you? The fact that you have the privilege to come here every day. The fact that you can come and be with our Lord 24 hours a day in the Adoration Chapel. How much does that really mean? If it were taken away, it would suddenly mean a lot. It needs to mean a lot now. That's what we need to look at. If you've ever had a conversion experience, go back and look at that. And obviously, it's not about the emotional part, but it's to say, what kind of zeal did I have? What's happened in the meantime? Same thing as I was talking about with your marriage, with your kids, whatever it is. What if this was your last time to be able to come to Mass? If you knew, I mean, obviously, any of us could have a heart attack this afternoon and die, but if you knew that this was the last time you were going to be able to come here, what would you want that to be like on the inside? What kind of love would you want to have for the Lord? What kind of interior disposition would you want to have? That's what we want to be having every day. Again, not about some emotional thing that we're doing. That's not what it's about. It's about the love for God. So that when you go home, you can do that same thing with your spouse and you can do that same thing with your children because the love for your spouse and children flows from your love for God. If we're just going through the motions, then you're going to go home and go through the motions. God doesn't want us going through the motions. He wants us doing everything out of love. So we've been given the fullness of the truth. And with our blessed Lord right here, we have literally been given the fullness of love. And so we take it for granted. We become like those lepers, that we've been healed. We've been given everything. And we shrug it off because it's just normal for us, because it's not a big deal. It's the biggest deal in the world. It's the Lord Jesus. He is God. There is nothing bigger, literally. And this needs to mean the world to us. Pray that it doesn't wait until it's taken away. Pray for the grace to love him the way that he loves us, so that we can bring that love of Christ into the world. We aren't the mighty ones who are going to be judged because we've been given this high office. But we are the ones who are going to be judged more, because more was expected of us, because more was given to us. If we have failed to avail ourselves of all that has been given, that's not the Lord's fault. That's ours. So pray for that grace to open the heart. Pray for the grace to be able to love the Lord with your whole heart and soul and strength. Because from those to whom more has been given, more indeed will be required.